Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for giving me the floor. Acts of intimidation and reprisals are contrary to the fundamental principles of the United Nations, outlined in the United Nations Charter. The Office of the High Commissioner on Human Rights defines reprisals as actions taken against individuals or groups who worked with the United Nations to further the protection of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Such actions include threats and harassment, travel bans, smear campaigns, surveillance, restrictive legislation, denial of access to medical attention, physical attacks, arbitrary arrest and detention, torture, violence, and even killings. States must not participate in or condone these actions. Many indigenous peoples already lack the funding and capacity required to participate in the United Nations forums and advocate for their rights. Further, reprisals further discourage their participation and reinforce the colonial narrative that indigenous peoples are inferior. Reprisals deny our distinct rights and identities and contributions we make to global peace and security. All states and other bodies must swiftly report and condemn reprisals against indigenous peoples. Those that disagree with enhanced participation can raise their concerns respectfully through the forums established by the United Nations to facilitate these discussions, including this meeting. Harassment affects everyone. For instance, in this meeting, it used to be customary for the speaker's list to be posted in the back of the room, but that is no longer practiced. Why? Because in a meeting in the NRIP, a state representative harassed an indigenous representative while she was speaking, and afterwards, to a point where she started crying. The state representative demanded to know her name. To protect that person and others, the speaker's list is no longer posted. If an NGO representative behaved that way, the NGO would lose their badge, but nothing happens to the state representatives. State representatives should be held to the same standard of behavior than non-state representatives. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.